Former Fairbanks militia leader Schaefer Cox had an appeal hearing this morning in federal court in Anchorage. Cox was convicted in 2013 of conspiracy and solicitation to murder government officials. He is serving 26 years in a federal prison. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, his appeal centers on whether anyone was specifically targeted.
Before he came under investigation, Schaefer Cox was a young, up-and-coming conservative. He ran for state house and spoke charismatically in Alaska and the lower 48 in support of Second Amendment rights and a need to ratchet government back to constitutionally defined powers. Here's Cox in a 2010 interview with KUAC Radio.
The oldest and most sacred tenet of American constitutionalism is to not trust government, but to bind them down by the chains of the Constitution. You got to trust people, and you got to have high respect for people and let them run their own lives.
Cox's trouble with the law began with weapons misconduct and domestic violence charges, but it was his command of a small Fairbanks militia, their accumulation of weapons, and alleged plans to kill government officials that drew a federal investigation and ultimately murder conspiracy and solicitation convictions. Evidence against Cox included a hit list of targeted officials. His federal appeal says there were no agreements or specific plans to kill any individuals. Federal prosecutor Steve Scrocky counters that by purposefully skipping a state court appearance, Cox laid a path that would trigger a murder plan called Two for One.
We're going to kill two law enforcement officers or judges or federal officials for every one of us that's taken or kidnapped. And that came right on him. He owned that.
Cox public defender Michael Filipovich told the three-judge Ninth Circuit Court Appeals panel that any action was premised on a government collapse and Stalinesque martial law or a confrontation with a federal hit team Cox was convinced was out to get him.
That, I would respectfully suggest to the court, is not in agreement with premeditation and malice aforethought to kill any one of these individuals.
Filipovich challenged that the lack of specific federal targets undermines federal jurisdiction to even prosecute Cox. A large portion of the half-hour hearing revolved around Cox's conviction of soliciting other militia members to commit murder. Judge Richard Clifton questioned prosecutor Scrocky about whether lack of specific plans to kill individuals undermines the solicitation conviction.
I can understand why a conspiracy claim, because once you've launched a conspiracy, there is risk emanating from that. But solicitation suggests you've got a specific target, and if there is no real target there, isn't that a problem?
Your Honor, I don't think it takes it that far. I don't think it takes it that far that you need to have a real specific target.
Judge Susan Graber questioned whether Cox would need to be resentenced if the solicitation conviction is thrown out, noting that sentences for the conspiracy and solicitation convictions were ordered to be served concurrently. Scrocky said he had not looked into the issue. The judges accepted the appeal for consideration before moving on to other cases. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.